Palimnos, we do have you in our hearts and in our minds every day.
We're very passionate and parochial when it comes to Palimnos.
It's part of how we grew up.
That's what we know. That's us.
We love Palimnos, but home to live here.
Darwin is a paradise.
Darwin to Palimnos.
Welcome to Darwin. February 65 in Perth, I put my foot on the soil of Australia, and then we take the boat back again. We stop to Melbourne, we go out, we walk in Melbourne too, and then we go to Sydney. Sydney, I stay for 2.5 years. I love it. I love special the harbour. For me, it was the best harbour in the world, the best place in the world. My brother Ross said to me, Ross, said, John, we go to Darwin. So we get the aeroplane and we come to Darwin. We go to cut the ticket. He doesn't know how he's going to set us up in Darwin. He's looking at the map and say, Darwin is no civilization. I say, listen, my friend, I want to go to Darwin. You find any chance to set us up? Say, but no civilization. I say, don't worry. There's got my friends, my countrymen is over there. So the boys start get the ABC and find the connections to set us up. So we come to Darwin, 1967. So you imagine now from Sydney to come to Darwin, when I come out of the aeroplane, I can't breathe. Flies, small flies, but I stay on a road, dead road, you know. And I see the cars, it's coming. Stop, the car stop. Say, hello, Johnny. Welcome. All my countrymen, you know, friends, the school boys, kids who play in the neighborhood. I get a work. I work 9 hours, hot. It was hot. And I say, Jesus, how are we going to survive? But when I stop work, you know, and I come home and I see the friends come, you know, anyway, I hear everybody, you know, Greek.
I left Kalymnos when I was 9. I went to Rhodes for living because Kalymnos was very, very poor island. For 5 years in Rhodes, and then when through the war, we went a refugee to Turkey. From January 45, and then repatriated us back. Finish up in Kalymnos, working business in the Spanish industry, in Libya, in Africa, anywhere. And my brother used to dive in, and I was servicing the top. So for several years, but very poor money. And then I went to service, military service. And when I finished the military service, Australia came. Flew off Darwin, that's it. I flew off, I was stopped calling myself Greek. I was in Darwin.
My mother's father, Petros Mihailo, he came out in 1927. He wasn't the first actual Kalymnian in Darwin. There was a man prior to him. They both came out in the same year, but the other man, he was here for a few weeks and left. My grandfather stayed for a few months and left. He went to Sydney, returned with his family in 1933, and that's when he settled. So he's the first Kalymnian settler in Darwin as of 1933. He was in the building industry, and he sponsored a lot of people from Kalymnos and helped them while they were here as well, with accommodation and you know, direction, and gave them jobs and things like that. Darwin is currently, the most of the Greek population in Darwin is actually from Kalymnos today. So yeah, very proud that my grandfather came back all those years ago, came to Darwin and the first one to settle, and being such a, you know, integral part of this Greek community as well.
I arrived in 54 years ago. So it was about 64, 65, just before my birthday. I remember being on a cruise ship, or not a cruise ship as such, a very small ship, because we had to come by boat from Greece. There was no such thing as flying back then. I remember thinking that I was going to Darwin, which was the capital of Australia as far as I was concerned, and I would hear nothing else but the fact that it was the capital of Australia. But I was 6 years of age. Well, what motivated them was the fact that there was absolutely nothing happening on the Greek islands back then, especially the island of Kalymnos. I mean, there was no work. My father had to basically work his way around on a daily basis. He'd have to go out and cut an olive tree down and sell the timber in order to make his wages, or he'd have to go and build a stone wall somewhere to keep the goats in their paddocks. So there was no continuity of work. So when this became available, obviously he took it. Oddly enough, however, as we were about to travel to come to Australia, we were sponsored by my uncles who lived in the United States, in fact, in New York. But we waited up, we thought, oh, well, Darwin, New York, you know. So we came to Darwin instead. The first memories were that we arrived in Fremantle, and then it took about 18 hours with the then twin-engine Fokker Friendship aeroplane to get to Darwin. We must have done about 20 stops or something in the process of. And every stop, I remember, was just full of flies that we were swatting off your backside to get into here. I remember flying over clouds for the first time, and all the other guys that were with us were also flying for the first time. And comments that were made was like, oh, they're icebergs, or no one had realized we were actually above the clouds. I think we worked it out that that's what it was, but at one stage everyone thought there were icebergs that we were flying over to get to Darwin. Yeah, memorable.
This audio postcard was made by Story Projects for City of Darwin's International Relations Program. Production and sound design by Gaia Osborne. Executive production by Johanna Bell. Language consultancy by Alexia Kumpa. Music by Nisiotiko Xefantoma. Stories by
Tony Miaudis,
Maria Kalitsis,
Michael Milatos,
Bikina Pineris,
John Hillers,
Michael Halkidis,
George Vezanellis,
Saki Vezanellis,
Dondonis Pikos,
Kyriakos Kalikadzeros.
Ονομάζομαι Μανώλης Χαρδακάρης.
Είναι Μιχάλη Μπαϊράμι.
Κατερίνα Μικαήλου.
George Mikhailou.
We acknowledge Darwin's first people, the Larrakia.